This is Mika from Magdalena Bay, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hey guys, this is Jill, actually. Not Mika from Magdalena Bay, but so excited to be reintroducing the show. This is actually Being Teens Radio with Jill Yum. And yeah, we're back. It's Sunday, 3 p.m. I actually got that recording from Mika, Magdalena Bay, on Thursday because I went to see Magdalena Bay live at the Sinclair. It was so awesome. I was shooting the show for Melisma magazine, and great time. It was just like Tufts crowd, but in Cambridge instead of Medford, Somerville area. So that was so awesome. And Mika was like just great. Like Mika and Matt are the duo that make up Magdalena Bay. They are also dating. They also happen to be just like mini people. On stage, they have such a large presence that you would expect them to be normal-sized people, or if not larger than average-sized people. And then they were standing at the merch table after the show, and they were both so tiny, which honestly makes the whole thing so much cuter and so much more fun. Anyway, the first song that I played today is called The Beginning. It's actually at the end of their album, Mercurial World, which is... Basically, the show was just, like, going through the album from top to bottom, and that was the last song that they played on their album before the encore, and it was crazy live. I'm sure you can imagine. The breakdown at the end was just, like, so fun, and they are really great. That was actually their first show of this tour. I guess it's a North American tour, and, like, could not tell that that was their first show. First headlining show. I think they actually were an opener for a different act last year. So they were in Boston earlier this year, or last year. But this was their first headlining show. So would highly recommend seeing them in any other city. I know they'll be in Philly on the 21st, which is tomorrow. And that also happens to be my birthday. I'm turning 20 tomorrow. So the theme of the show is sort of turning 20, but basically, the essence of the show today is we're going to play songs that I want to hear, because a lot of the time I pretend to have really interesting music taste, and like 90% of the time I listen to pop. if you look at my Spotify Wrapped, I've talked about this before on the show, but it's not at all what I present myself as, and it's because Spotify Wrapped is more of a representation of what you actually like to listen to. And a lot of the time you need not to listen to like intense and like beautiful stuff. You can just listen to sort of crap. Not that any of this stuff is crap, but like I personally find a lot of this music to be beautiful in its own right. So yeah, I'm going to start us off today with a short one from Luna Lee. We'll probably play a lot of Magdalena Bay today, so just buckle in, get ready. It's going to be great. Here's 2516 by Luna Lee.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. That was Everything He Needs by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I actually have two very important guests in the studio right now. And I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Bronwyn. I've been on Jill's show. This is my third time on Jill's show. Probably Beantoon's biggest fan. And am I the most frequent guest?
Probably, yeah.
I've been on three times now. That's so three-time
guest, yeah.
Okay, so honored to be here, as always. Huge fan of the show, huge fan of Jill. And this is my second day being trained to have my own show.
Have you decided any other details about show?
No, unfortunately, I have nothing to give anyone about my show. I'm really hoping... I think I'm going to do every other week, so hopefully I'll have a good time. But, excited for that. And anyone listening should be excited for that, too.
They're getting excited.
Yeah.
All right. Next up.
I'm Jack. I host a show called Jangle Heaven on Friday mornings, 9 a.m. I'm a friend of Jill, a fan of Beantoon's.
Wow.
Happy to be here. We actually play some similar music sometimes. I think our shows have a good amount of overlap.
Apparently
the Saint Etienne.
No, that is true. I play quite a
bit. I'm sure there's some other stuff.
Magdalene Bay, Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips, yeah.
I noticed that.
Maybe Cocteau Twins or something.
Yeah, and then also, what's that? The Orange Juice. I remember.
Orange Juice, yeah. I'm a big fan of them.
Wow, okay. So much overlap. our plan for this little convo was to do show debrief, because this already happened on Jack's show, but this hasn't happened on my show, and... Today's theme is basically...
We know not
like,
everyone's listening to both.
Okay, well... No. Actually, everyone listens to every WMFO show because college radio is the most important content that's being put out there.
I think Andrew listens to both. If Andrew's listening right now, he'll have heard it twice.
So sorry. And he was also there to experience the concert himself. So he's just getting two takes and also having first-hand experience. Basically, the theme of the show today is, like...
Magdalene Bay concert.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, extended universe, which means Carly Rae Jepsen, because I think it's important that everyone realizes that Carly Rae Jepsen has made some really good music. And
I have, like, literally listened
like
to nothing.
Like, Julian.
Julian is a really good one. The one that I just played is really good. And then I'm also going to play an old Carly Rae Jepsen song, because, like, I think people think it's socially acceptable to listen to Carly Rae Jepsen because... Her new music is a little different, but I'm going to play one from her old album, and it's still really good. It's still really good. So just wait for that. But anyway, Magdalena Bay show concert, thoughts, takes.
So good. So good.
Yeah. Does anyone have a hot take about it?
I'm just going to let myself believe it was better than Black Country New Road could have ever hoped to be. And it's a good thing that I only went to one concert that weekend.
Hot take, I didn't really like her. At one point she wore Mika, one of the main characters.
Who were on a first name basis with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like her bunny mask moment. I liked a lot of the things that she did, but I wasn't a fan of that. One point in the show, she wore like a bunny mask.
I liked that.
Yeah, it was for this song called Follow the Leader, which like has this weird auto-tune thing. And I guess that was the point of the bunny mask.
Okay.
I don't know. The whole aesthetic of the show is really interesting. I personally really like the little robot thing that they used.
Me too. What was it called?
Cherry.
Yeah. And then she would use the keyboard to pretend she was like coding.
Right, which is so woman in STEM of her.
So true. What was her? She went to UPenn. What was her major? Do we know?
Yeah, that's actually.
Was she a woman in
STEM? I don't know. That is a thing, though, that, like, sort of hot take about Magdalena Bay. The fact that she went to Penn and he went to where?
Northeastern.
Is, like, the worst thing about them. That's not a hot take.
Why? I think that's so cool.
I don't know. UPenn sucks. Sorry, my dad is definitely listening to the show.
You definitely have an opinion on this.
But that's so, like. Knowing her and knowing the music that she makes and also knowing that she went to Penn is like I can't reconcile those two things in my head.
For fans of Beantoons who don't know this, Jill is famously a Penn hater.
I'm not famously. It's just if you live
I feel
in...
like I've only heard you say negative things about Penn, but okay.
Yeah, which is surprising because I have so much Philly pride. But yeah. Do you have any universities that you hate? Anyone?
I mean, we're both in Massachusetts, so there are a lot of Boston schools that we can have opinions about.
Mm-hmm. But But like you'd be a Harvard hater. Like
I guess as someone who grew up in Cambridge, I feel like I have valid grounds to be a Harvard hater.
Right. Average Harvard hater.
But I feel like I grew up so surrounded by it that I can't really like hate its whole existence.
Yeah. No, that's definitely
part
true.
Of my existence.
Yeah. No, that's true of Penn too. Like I know so many good people who are professors at Penn, and like because my friend's parents are professors at Penn, and like I know so many people that have gone there that are good, like including my dad. Mm. But I still hate it. On principle.
I wonder how the people of Medford feel about like growing up around Tufts.
Yeah.
Actually crazy story. This is crazy for me. Maybe no one else cares. But I was scrolling through Instagram looking up someone from Tufts, and I found this girl on Instagram whose last name was Tufts, and she lived in Medford. Maybe she's listening right now. And her and her whole family were, they had the last name Tufts. So they must be, but they were just like a random family in Medford, no affiliation with Tufts, so.
That's so random.
I don't know. Could be descendants of whoever. Who is Tufts named after?
I don't know.
Nathan Tufts? Nathan. Maybe that's just the park. I don't know.
Oh, right, there is Nathan Tufts
Park.
Maybe
they're all it's descendants him. Of Nathan.
Okay.
We really got sidetracked from the Magdalena Bay concert.
That's how it goes on this show, though. We really just be talking about anything.
So true.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play another song. This one's Love in Stereo. I don't really need to preface the song.
And this is Carly Rae Jepsen.
This is not Carly Rae Jepsen. This is Sky
Ferreira.
Yeah. Can't pronounce anything on this show, which continues to be an ongoing theme. But anyway, yeah. Here we go. This is Love in Stereo.
It's always just stay, never just go, never just go.
Guys, we're back. That was MGMT. She works out too much. We have another guest, which is very exciting. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Andrew. I have the show after this at 4 p.m., so stay tuned, keep listening after Jill's show, and you'll catch me and my trainee this week.
Sweet. Okay, so basically our conversation this time is going to be about conspiracy theories relating to Magdalena Bay, because... Basically, we decided that it's a little cringe that both of them went to universities that are, like, I don't know. Basically, what we're thinking is that they're, like, too intellectual about their whole, like, Y2K aesthetic. And that Mika is, like, the mastermind behind the whole thing.
But she knows it. She knows that she's the mastermind. Every single move they have is, like, very well thought out. And their aesthetic is very... It's, like, overthought, almost, is what Jill was saying.
Right. Which I don't know if everyone agrees with that.
I mean, yeah, Mika's definitely the leader. I mean, I didn't even think to get the station ID from Matt, but
he's irrelevant.
Yeah, no, he's not irrelevant. He's a cool guy.
But to be fair, they were making music before they went to, like, it wasn't like they went to Northeastern and Penn, like, became super woke about music and then decided to, like, have this really well thought out brand and aesthetic. Like, mm-hmm. They had a band before.
Right. I think that there was a musical idea that was there before, but then that was, like, mass marketed for, like, us, basically. Mm.
No, I was saying earlier, I think Matt gives me heavy, like, elite school music major vibes.
Right, yeah.
And he has all that.
Yeah, that prog rock phase.
Exactly. The smooth, like, bass solos and
Steely Dan
recommendations. And
so, like, the worst ever.
Where did he go to school?
I mean, he does a good job.
Northeastern. He went to Northeastern, she went to Penn. So she is the brains.
Do we know what their majors were? Did anyone look it up?
Matt's got to be music. Or maybe double major in something, but...
But they've done, like, market research on, like, Tufts University.
No, they definitely, like, minored in, like, I don't know, something that's, like, sociology, maybe?
It would be anthropology.
Okay,
anthropology. As an anthropology
major,
you would know.
As an anthropology major, you would know.
Yeah. Well, Jill and I were also saying, like, they've definitely, like, been very deliberate about getting into, like, the internet music scene. And they've kind of hit all the websites and, you know, reviewers and everything they need to sort of become part of the, like, you know, indie people on the internet listening to music.
How do we feel about, like, them being so present on r/Magdalena Bay? Like, that's, like, if an artist is really present on their own Reddit, like, what does that mean about?
I mean, they're not that big of an artist. I feel like they have, you know, it's nice. It definitely fits with their internet music.
Right.
That is true. I mean, the internet is, like, a core part of their image and stuff.
Are,
it's kind of their, you know, with the AI thing at the show and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. But is that like, them, like...
But just
now I'm getting all cynical about Magdalena Bay. It's so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Says you, who just played 3 Magdalena Bay songs and will play more.
No, we're playing at least two more.
Okay.
Yeah. Does everyone have a favorite Magdalena Bay song? Or favorite one that you saw in the show? Like, what was the best song in show?
Ever since the album came out, my favorite's been the beginning, and I think that was the most fun part of the show, both times.
Agreed.
So
yeah,
I can't really change my mind on that. Yeah.
I guess to have a different take, I really like How to Get Physical.
Agreed.
Huge fan of that song.
Yeah, which they didn't play.
I know. I think it's interesting how after you go to a concert and then you hear the song again, like... It's so much better when you've, like, heard it live. It's so exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
So I feel like that I didn't get that with How to Get Physical. Whatever. I'll hear them play it live one day.
I think the concert was perfectly timed for me because I was doing, like, a lot of heavy, like, Magdalena Bay listening. And then I was, like, sort of waning. And then the concert, like, came. And then I've just been, like, skyrocketed again on my last FM Scrabbles. So
might keep breaking. Like, Spotify will just stop for a few days and not Scrabble my tracks.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you have Last.fm?
I don't. I'm definitely the only person in this room.
Yeah, that's really...
So sorry. Who got it first, though, out of all
of
you?
Yeah, wait,
I got
how
it
many years?
January 2019, I think.
I think I was later in 2019.
I think I was 2019, but I can't remember. I was definitely 2019.
January 4th, so I was pretty
okay,
early.
Okay, whoa, yeah. You're definitely ahead of me. Yeah, none of us are, like, the OG. I was in one of my classes, like, my professor was talking about being, like, a Scrabbler since,
what,
like...
What?
Since, like, 2008 or something.
Who's
yeah.
the professor?
She's in STS, which is, like, all of them are very into, like, streaming and stuff, so she's been on that.
That's the thing. I think if you went to, like, the music department, I don't know if you'd find one person.
Yeah, I don't know about Michael Ullman.
I'm in Michael Ullman's class right now.
How streaming works.
Okay, this is getting too niche, guys.
No.
People in Medford are not understanding.
But I respect his record use and his physical copies.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He's,
no,
he's probably one of the most knowledgeable people about music in the area.
Probably, yeah. And his music library is solely, like, it's just, like, in... We listen to MP3s off of his computer that he, like, clicks through Finder to locate.
Yeah.
Which is sort of... That's crazy. Anyway, let's play another song. This one's from Daft Punk. This is another one that I found off of the... I've known this song, but I decided to play it because it was on the Magdalena Bay, like, pop picks playlist, so needed to play. All right, this is Instant Crush by Daft Punk and featuring Julian Casablancas.
Mm-hmm. move ahead. You take control. You're dreaming in silver and gold. And in my head, the turbulence grows. I'm fighting it. I'm taking it slow. I'm breathing. I'm feeding my soul. And overhead, our distance it grows. I watch you go. Oh,
Hi guys, I'm back. That was It Is What It Is by Blood Orange. It's nearing the end of the show, so I'm going to read a PSA for you. This one's called Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. This has been a great show. It's full of surprises. We should just talk until the end of the show, I think. Bronwyn,
alrighty.
Any closing thoughts?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
No, I love being on Jill's show. Bean Tunes is my favorite. Also love Jangle Heaven. Both so good.
Not the fave, though.
No, number both two. Are faves.
Okay.
Both are faves.
Rank our shows from 1 to 2.
No, I can comment. Give commentary on how Bean Tunes is different, though.
Yeah.
Bean Tunes is unique because Jill has a very interesting music taste. I was talking about this with her in the car a couple days ago. Jill loves, like, songs that have little weird sounds in the background. Like, the more little strange background noises there are in a song, the more likely Jill is to enjoy it. And yeah. She also, fun fact about Jill, she has a weird affinity for small objects. She really likes, she has a Pinterest board called Dream Handful and Dream yeah. Fingerful, and it's like mm-hmm. tiny things.
Yep.
And Jill thinks that the part of her brain that appreciates small objects is the same part of her brain that appreciates small weird sounds in the background of songs. So that's some insight on Jill, some insight on your host. And I think that's part of what makes Bean Tunes so special, is that Jill would describe her music taste in that way.
As small things.
Yeah, as small things. I've never heard anyone describe a music taste like that before.
Wow. So. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Also, she just be saying things on air. Like, Jill is so comfortable and confident on air. So I love listening to all of your little thoughts.
Yeah.
That's like little thoughts too. Little thoughts, little sounds, little things.
Maybe that's my whole personality.
It's a whole brand.
Yeah. Whole brand.
Like Mika.
I can really start mass marketing that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, when I become like a pop duo.
And beans are small too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it literally all works together.
It's so full circle.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, when I like become like internet pop sensation, that's my brand.
Mm.
I think. Yeah.
Pop sensation as in making your own music?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's the goal. My dad got me I think he's getting me a DJ controller for my birthday.
No way.
Which is, like, really scary and problematic for me, I think.
Oh, also,
to become a DJ.
Fun fact, all of Jill's awesome listeners, her birthday is literally tomorrow.
Yeah, crazy. 20.
Thoughts on being 20 and in the next decade.
Yeah, nothing really. I sort of have no thoughts about it, which is so unlike me. I feel like I usually overthink things.
What about, like, dream gift, dream present?
Dream present is, I don't even know. I feel like I have all the things that I need.
So true.
I think Magdalena Bay was, like, the concert was, aww, like, was biggest gift. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I think it's time to wrap up the show because there's another very exciting show coming up very soon. And, yeah, thanks so much for coming on, everyone who has been on today.
So happy to be here.
So tune in next week for another hour of Beans and Tunes. This is Bean Tunes Radio with Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, I really didn't plan how I was going to end the show because I don't have anything up to, so we're going to work on that. Okay, thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Peace.